Council meeting held on Council Chambers, Wednesday the 18th of January 2023 be confirmed. Can I have a mover for that? Councillor Marriott, second Councillor Taylor. All in favour? Against, carried. Item 5, disclosure of interest. Councillor Reynoldson.
8.5.
What's your nature of interest?
Is it interest? Conflict of interest?
Conflict.
I'm president of the Gulf Community Club.
Okay. You got that? You got it written down, yeah? Yep. Mayoral Minute, don't have any. Reports to the committee, don't have any. Item 8, report to council. Council professional development planning, recommendation that council note the development plans for each councillor and adopt. Moving a seconder. Councillor Taylor, second Councillor McNaught. Any comment? If not, put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Sorry. There's a correction to the numbers.
Oh, what was that one? I did misunderstand Councillor Cornwell McKean. The scholarship that she's applied for, which she still hasn't heard about, there is a co-payment of $5,000?
Plus GST.
Okay. So that would increase, still keep you under the budget, but I just I misunderstood that.
So we need to... That needs to be a variation on that.
Yep, so I'll change that.
So to 5,000, so it'll be 11,305. Okay.
11,805.
Yep. All right.
Can I just note that spend at the Seedle was barely excessive?
That was, that's about $7,000 more than we would normally spend on a corporate workshop. I think it was probably the place. The Seedle was probably more expensive, so we'll look for a less expensive place. For the next one.
We should have known that before we booked it, how much
it
costs. I thought they gave us a figure of about 8.
Each with 10 next time.
All those in favour? Against, carried. Okay. 8.2, federal government funding for Trove support letter. Recommendation. That the Council endorse the actions of the New South Wales Public Libraries Association in lobbying for additional sustainable funds for the continuation of free access to Trove National Database and upgrade of the digital archive system of Trove, and write to the local federal minister, Honourable Tony Burke, Minister for the Arts, and Honourable Paul Fletcher, Shadow Minister for Science and Arts, in doing so, express their support of the New South Wales Public Libraries Association campaign for funding the continuation of free access to Trove National Database and upgrade the Trove Digital Archive System. Okay. Moving a seconder. Councillor Hattie, second. Councillor Merritt, yes, comment?
Okay. I'm Jo Ruffin, Director of Strategic Planning and Development. The National Library's collection, and Trove in particular, is a free service that has been used and basically documents the community history of the smaller communities. This funding's probably very important for rural and regional communities, and it's just strongly recommended that the New South Wales Public Libraries Association's campaign to the federal government is actually supported. There will be a cost to council going forward should this not happen, because we have a number of our digital collections already being local history collections already being digitalised, and would like to be able to continue that practice. Yep.
Any further comment?
You and Anne have put the report together.
Yep.
All those in favour? Against, carried. Thank you. Councillor Talking Post. Recommendation that council adopt the schedule for council talking posts as outlined in this report. Moving a second. Councillor Marriott, second Councillor Taylor. In light of the CEO's performance review and direction we're sending to the CEO, is this going to set us up for... Do we need to be clear with these talking posts about...
I thought they were going to be in line with the community strategic plan, getting feedback. I thought there was already a framework around it.
Yeah, and outside of that, we will obviously at times we'll get different ideas, but that's okay. Is everybody happy to with the structure there or the rotation of...
Yeah, we can move amongst ourselves, I imagine, if we need to.
Yeah, I sort of just did an arbitrary thing, but if you guys want to switch it around, I'm not worried. I was just going to book those dates and times and then...
I mean, at the end of the day, we're trialling this. See how it goes, and if it's just a... doesn't work out.
If it's not as effective as we hope it will be, well, then we can stop.
I think just from past experience, and I'm not saying it's going to be the new experience, but... getting the word out to the public's the key, and getting to the right channels because, that's the. Oh, we've got an hour there.
We've got an hour, but honestly, some of them might not run that long. You know,
I think it's also then we can say we all got elected saying that we're going to listen to the community. These are actually listening posts, and if we show up for an hour, 3 times a year at a library, it just we can then say we had the opportunity day and night to come and talk to us.
Yep.
We're here and we're ready to listen. We don't have to act on it straight away, but we can be gaining information for Joe's planning strategies. And
I think a lot of urgent stuff you get contact with anyway. Urgent stuff for people that are really
waiting for a talking post.
But it's certainly a general discussion opportunity. Not going to hurt for the moment, I don't think.
Can these dates be regarded as tentative for the moment, so we're not necessarily locked in?
I'll probably a few weeks before each one, then we'll just start advertising them. But, I was putting them there so that you could at least put them in your diaries, and if it's really hard, then we'll change it.
All right. Any further comment? If not, put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Administration of September 2024 ordinary elections.
So we have to decide who's going to run out the election for the local government elections in next September. It has to be 18 months before the election because that makes a lot of sense. I did actually have that discussion with the Electoral Commission and they said they agreed, but that's what the legislation says. So I went and got a private provider to quote as well, which is frighteningly a lot more than New South Wales Electoral Commission.
That's why everyone's still with the Electoral Commission.
Of course.
Yes. Probably because they can do it, you know, they can spread the costs out over pretty much the whole of New South Wales.
Yeah.
Are we still not allowed to do postal electronic? Is that going to be a lot cheaper, wouldn't it, postal electronic than all this?
Yeah.
Victoria Shire, they're all postal.
I know, so is South Australia, but no.
If we're allowed to do it, why wouldn't we do it?
It's the persuasion of the state government. They obviously want face-to-face voting at the moment.
Both parties prefer having actual elections at a ballot box because they have more volunteers able to man polling booths and all that sort of stuff than independents. That's the way they like it, so that's all right.
So the recommendation that the Council, pursuant to Sections 296, 2 and 3 of the Local Government Act 1993, New South Wales, the Act, that an election arrangement be entered into in contract with the Electoral Commission. Pursuant to 296 and 3 of the Act, as applied and modified by Section 18, that the Council poll arrangement be entered into by contract to the Electoral Commission to administer all council polls of the council. Pursuant to 296, 2 and 3 of the Act, as applied and modified, that the constitutional referendum arrangement be entered into by contract the Electoral Commissioner to administer all constitutional referenda of council. Have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Cornwall-Clean, second Councillor Marriott. Any further comment? If not, put it recommendation. All those in favour, against, carried. Eight five. Request for fee relief, Berrigan Community Club. Recommendation that the council reduce the fee payable by the Berrigan Community Club to zero due to the unavailability of other copying services at the time?
Well, due to whatever amount you want, really. We charged, they came and asked for a lot of copies to be done, 1,200 pages, and we charged at the fee that's agreed, but they obviously weren't aware of what that fee was. Normally DORMAC do it for a much, much cheaper, but they weren't available that day, so what does DORMAC do?
DORMAC probably don't charge them at all, do they?
Yeah, they do, but I'm not sure what it is.
I couldn't tell you what the actual charge is.
I'd have to go and find out. But
you'd be happy just to charge the DORMAC amount?
Yeah, whatever.
We're not setting up any precedent here. Is it just a once off for them?
I feel like this one just slipped through the keeper because DORMAC wasn't open or operating.
Yeah.
$1,200 is a lot of money to make.
Yeah. Okay. $1,200 is a lot of money when you're
a club.
Yeah, for a club. It is a bit of a mistake.
So Councillor Murray.
Let's be clear about why we.
Yeah. No, it wasn't our mistake. I meant their mistake. Yeah.
So Councillor Marriott's suggestion that we reduce the dollar amount to what the retrospective people have done it for.
Okay, I'll find out from DORMAC how much they would normally charge.
Okay, so move Councillor Marriott, second. Councillor Hattie, all those in favour? Against? Carried, thank you.
Never let it happen again.
All right, can we ask
Talia? Make sure he hadn't gone.
So the recommendation is that the council reduce the amount to what retrospectively has been done by the previous people.
By DORMAC, whatever it would have been for years to get it done.
Thank you.
8.6, Tokemoor Foreshore Committee of Management, recommendation that the council reinstate, typo there.
Even though I misspelled reinstate by putting two R's
That's
there.
That's all right. The delegation of care, control and management of the Town Beach camping area to the Tokemoor Foreshore Committee of Management, subject to the signing of the project agreement, and direct staff to report to council on the progress of overall project on a bi-monthly basis until all matters are closed out. Of a mover. Councillor Hattie, second. Councillor Reynoldson, comment. Would you like to speak? Have we got any opposition to it? Or?
Well, I just querying the signing of the MOU that was discussed there.
Well, I haven't had a chance to discuss it with them yet because I wanted to see if that covered enough for council.
Mm-hmm.
But look, they have been much more approachable and much more willing to work with us in the last little while. There have been a couple of communication errors, but yeah, so we're doing better. I would just not like to go backwards, I guess. That's the.
But I mean, having an MOU signed before they can have that's assuming that's what this means. You're wanting to have the MOU signed before they get reinstatement, is that this recommendation you're saying?
Well, I think we need to have a fairly open and honest discussion so that we know exactly what. Who's doing what? Because at the moment, that is not clear.
Yeah. As long as there's a plan to do that.
Yes.
I don't think it matters if the reinstatement, but we're going to have a work out an MOU because I think that they're in. I think there's already a plan for that somewhere. Well, there used to be like a description of the goals.
Anyway, I think we've got some opposition to it. So, just before you go, so. You're in agreement with it, and you're saying that,
I'm just worried that we've got things coming up, let's say Easter and all those other things. I think we need the full team everywhere, making sure that we're not disadvantaging ourselves by trying to get shy to do everything. We've got a team ready and willing to go ahead with it. I think my discussions with them, they're more than happy to sign an MOU. With clear roles and responsibilities, because we've had those discussions.
Which they're there now. So.
Which it is, but I, as long as this is not saying that we're going to have to make me sign an MOU right now without actually giving it, if we haven't had time to discuss it with them already.
No, I've got to have a meeting with them about that, because they've got to agree to it too.
As long as it's open and transparent, and I don't think it's the should be the restriction for the reinstatement. But the intent is that they understand there will be an MOU. If we don't sign an MOU, we'll...
Okay, so we've got someone who want to talk against the recommendation.
There's a few components to this. Firstly, the issue of keeping records and receipting and having books, that's not resolved here. I don't think they can... That was the whole thing with the audit, that they weren't keeping receipts. So I think there needs to be an interim solution before we get to the online system. So if they're going to be responsible for March, and for reasons I'll explain in a moment, I doubt they will accept this, then they need just an old receipt book, or, you know, just something that is a record. I think that's what's going to cut... Can I finish?
Sorry, no.
That's something that will cover us based on what the audit finding was. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, I have been in communication with them. I was invited to go down. It was a lovely meeting. Myself and Councillor Merritt have received subsequent correspondence from other committee meetings. They want an MOU that specifically says how many sites, where the sites are, what they're allowed to do, who's cleaning the toilets, who's cleaning what. And I don't think the financial case will stack up, and I don't think they're going to sign up to take the delegation back. So I think this will need to be more specific, and there's going to be a bit more negotiation before you get there.
Okay.
Just on the receipts, I think that's been...
I've still not seen receipts. I've still not seen the receipt, but
they're more than happy to hand them to you.
Yeah.
And there's certainly receipts available. There is, and I've handed a big chunk of that to Matt, including the bank statements and all those sorts of things. And I understood that they were more than happy to anything you want,
yep.
just ask.
And look, they went down the other day and they've mowed in where all the trees. You know, other things off, which was really good of them. But we said you have to, look, honestly, you have to wear hard hats because we could have, and they were happy to do that, which shows, to me, it shows that they are actually willing to work with us, which is really nice. We did have a bit of a misunderstanding as to who would be cleaning the toilets between now and when the delegation returns, which is fine. I've just got someone doing that now on a contract.
So they're not doing
it? Nope. They've refused to do it until they got their delegation or understanding back. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. I'm not upset by that.
Yeah, yeah. Is it something we want to be looking at for the Shire?
Well, we're paying for it at the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the whole beach and all that type of thing. You know, we've got some people that are motivated. I agree. We want to, you know, make sure that everything's there's
so process. Just to your point there around what they want in the MOU, as in sites and whatever else, that hasn't been resolved yet.
I know. And
until that's resolved, we can't have that in the MOU.
I know.
So how do we work around that?
I think you have to tell them that, because some of the stuff we've seen, I half thought about emailing.
Because you know what's going to happen at Easter. They'll have 160 sites in there.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I think we need to at least put some interim measures. So, look, we haven't resolved this yet, but you can have 65 sites, you know, put some descriptor so that we don't end up with, you know, the whole of Victoria on Town Beach for Easter.
I think I'm very aware of that last time. There was they were stopped people going in there on the last busy time. They didn't have a chock-a-block.
They are happy for us to work with us to mark some sites out, which will be really good. Mm. I think that will probably at least help us all come to an agreement about how many sites can be there in the interim. And we've just got to say to them, we can't, like those trees that are cordoned off, they wanted us to take the load out of those trees. I said that's an environmental issue and it's an environmentally sensitive site and we won't be allowed to do that. Like as much as I know that that's really annoying to some people, I'm not allowed to do that.
So you've been advised that you're not allowed to do that? Is that what that means?
Yes, because it's an environmentally sensitive site. You can't just take away what naturally happens. You're not allowed to do that. As difficult as that is...
I said it's a Crown Reserve.
It's Crown Reserve.
So we've already been finished with the chainsaws and the...
No, well, we're allowed to take out things that are dangerous,
but
are dangerous to humans, so the ones that are, you know, over that are going to fall down and that sort of stuff, which is what we do. So anyway, so there is still a lot of... I do acknowledge that there is still an amount of work to do, and I've got to have that discussion with them. So I haven't had that yet, so I didn't want to be too specific in this particular... But the format and the form, I guess... of the agreement and the basic, the basic timeline for things to happen, I think, is helpful. But there's obviously more detail to work out with them.
Look, I think there's an opportunity to show them that we are supportive of them and to get the ball rolling. And I think that that little bit of leap of faith, I think, would be helpful.
Somebody needs to move something to the contrary, because that's not what you're saying, and what I'm hearing there is not what you want either.
Well, I'd certainly move that the reinstatement of the delegation of care and control and management of the Town Beach, with the intent to continue negotiations about developing a MOU as soon as possible.
Does that tick the boxes for Julia?
No.
I think a project plan that in the form that we have now doesn't do the job.
Billy, one of the issues is really the number of sites?
The receipting and the obligation to book and receipt and how they're going to do that. I think there's that. Then there is the number of sites and all of those sorts of things. And then at the end of it, if we did get a plan that we were happy with, I don't think they're going to sign it anyway.
Well, hypothetically, we can only put that up.
Would they be happy to receipt things?
They're doing that now. They're doing it now. I'm surprised that you're saying there's no receipting, because I've seen...
They're not obliged to in this plan, so we need, as the auditors will expect that to be in there, because that was the whole reason that we ended up where we...
They're aware of the 65 sites. Very well.
But as long as it's in writing, then we've got something there. So you're making an amendment there that if we add to the project agreement that
proceeding
sites and cleaning is clearly defined, who's doing what and what's doing that, then you're happy with the recommendation.
And an MOU that's more specific when things are...
And work towards an MOU that's a bit more specific.
And monthly reporting, not bi-monthly. Okay.
Which I think they're doing. That's been part of the 355 discussions anyway, isn't it?
Back to us.
It's back to us. Staff can report back to council monthly.
Yep.
Okay, so you have moved that amendment?
Yep.
Second? Can I have a second? Okay. I'll put the amendment. All those in favour of the amendment? Carried. So now the amendment becomes a motion. So the motion will be that council...
Reinstate
the delegation of care, control and management of the Town Camping Area Tokemoor Foreshore Committee, subject to
changes to the
project agreement, which will clearly define that receipting needs to be done, the sites will be marked out, and cleaning will be the delegation of who's cleaning it, working towards a more specific MOU. And in point two, instead of bi-monthly, it will be monthly basis, so we report it back to staff.
So just to clarify, if I could, Mr. Mayor, this motion, when passed, will immediately restore the delegation, when they're back, we'll start discussing what we're doing in terms of an MOU with the committee.
Yep. So it's not but this project agreement will be updated, and they will have that, and they will need to provide that, and then we'll work towards the MOU.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm trying to get is, you've got the word subject to there. So does it mean that from this resolution they've got it back immediately, or is it once you've actually signed the documents?
To executed by both parties.
Okay, you just need to be. I guess what I'm saying is, it would be nice to be clear in the resolution so that you're not arguing about when it actually takes.
So, aren't we agreeing that they're basically reinstating the delegation subject to those points we've just raised? So that's happening immediately.
But they've got to address those points first. Well, we've got to address them, and they've got to sign that.
So I think we add effective at execution of the project plan by both parties.
Okay. Yeah.
Not trying to be picky, but it does make it.
Well, no, it is important.
Yeah. It is important.
Do you think that will make us sign it, knowing they get the delegation back? We still don't think they'll
sign it. Well, we've got a problem if they got a delegation they don't accept.
Well, that's true. Yeah. We can't give them a delegation they don't want.
No.
Yeah.
So if we say effective at the time of execution, I still don't think it'll get over the line, but let's hope I'm wrong.
Do you think they will?
I'll
have a meeting with them.
I understood that they're happy to, with the 65 campsites. Mm-hmm. I thought they're happy enough to look after all the sites. I guess as far as the receipting goes, they're in the process of trying to do something online, but I think that's a further out process.
And that's okay. Yeah. That can be in under the MOU, but that but we're but saying we want the receding now, as in accepted that anybody that goes in there and delivers money across as a transaction needs to be receipted.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be as simple as in a, in a, in a receipt book.
Yeah. No, they were doing that previously, so I don't see that that would be an issue. Yeah. But yeah, look, and look, they are working towards trying to make it simpler. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to manage it.
Remember, we don't have a caretaker.
Yeah. So, at the, well, that's going to be the issue as well. How do we how they need our assistance in that? I'm just not sure.
Well, that's going to be difficult.
So, at the moment, the caretaker that has applied the position weren't quite able to put the time in or satisfactory. Yep. Well, that's a discussion we need to have.
It's going to be hands on for them in the interim to Easter, as long as they can adhere to these things. And sorry.
Yeah.
And if both parties agree, then we can move forward.
Yeah.
If they don't, well, then we need to look at a different solution and we'll be back at the table.
Yep.
Just a practical question. On the 65 sites, and I understand the numbers, they're aware of it too. Do we need to set out where they'll be? Or
yeah, that's what I said. We'll have to set out some sites. I don't believe we'll get 65 camps in there at the moment because we cannot camp underneath the trees because they are still dropping limbs randomly just because they want to.
There's a bit more work to be done, but this is giving them something in interim to work towards.
Yeah.
So all those in favour?
Yeah.
Against? Carried.
Just the intent of this, are we going to send that to Foreshore?
Well, Corinne's going to meet from next week, she just said.
You're just going to send that straight up today and say,
as soon as I can. Depends on what time we finish.
Yeah.
Eight 8.7, private works policy, recommendation that council revoke its hire of council plant for private works policy adopted 14 December 2016 and adopt the private works policy attached in Appendix A. One. Mover and seconder, Councillor Reynoldson, second, Councillor Payne. Any comment? If not, put the recommendation.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to point out on page 3 of the policy under 6.5, there's actually the sentence is complete.
Sorry, where are we
depending
again?
Depending on the nature of the works provided, council may provide a fixed quote or an estimate. Council will make this clear on the...
On the... We haven't finished the sentence.
6.5. Okay, so that's 6.5. That's interesting. That's been to review by staff. Workshop yesterday.
I reckon we've... Yeah.
Council will make it clear whether it's a fixed quote or estimate.
Yeah.
Use the words there and we will correct that. So the idea is we'll make it clear about whether it's a fixed quote or an estimate so that they know if, and we know if it's a binding price.
Thank you for that.
Can I just ask a question about private works, which comes from the budget later? Why are we're not going to make as much money out in the budget for private works? Is that because we're not doing the private works or we're too busy? It's in the budget later, you're budgeting, you know, 200,000, I can't remember what the number was, or less private works. Is that because we're too busy doing our own stuff and we're not doing private work, or we can't get private work?
I believe it was because it was over-budgeted, but...
Actually, it wasn't because it was over-budgeted. The issue is that most of the private works were budgeted for noxious weed control, and Murray River Council, Edward River Council, and... Basically, because of the floods, there's been no weed work undertaken, and council has basically taken the opportunity then to actually get on top of its own local weeds with the extra resource. So we've had that opportunity to actually start to actually work out how much.
So in the long term, we will be going back and doing the private.
We will be because that work has not gone away, but floods have basically meant that you cannot do that work. So we've directed that resource to councils.
Thank you.
Weeds work.
I just would confirm, because speak with Matt Wooden, he was under the impression that we would never be making in the scope of $170,000. It would be more like $70,000 in any financial year at a max. So just making that clear that I don't... My talking with people is that that amount wouldn't ever likely be reached.
Look, I think that's probably a conversation for yourself and I to have with Matt because I've had different advice from Matt. The clear advice has been that the three major contracts, private works contracts, that we do for Edward River, Murray River, and one in Jerilderie, a private
Yanker.
Have basically been flood affected, so they've not required the work.
Yeah, that's probably an operational conversation for later.
All right. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Fraud control policy recommendation: revoke the fraud control policy adopted 15 March 2017. Revoke the fraud control plan, and adopt the fraud control policy included as presented. Mover and a seconder? Councillor Taylor. Second. Councillor Cornwall McLean. Any comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Eight-9, legislative compliance policy. Recommendation that the council revoke the legislative compliance policy adopted 19 July 2017 and adopt the legislative compliance policy as presented. Moving to seconder. Councillor McNaught, second. Councillor Cornwall-McLean. Any comment? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Eight-10, corporate credit card policy. That the council revoke the corporate credit card policy adopted 18 July 2018 and adopt the corporate credit card policy included in Appendix 1. Moving a seconder. Councillor Reynolds, second. Councillor Taylor, any comment? All those in favour of the recommendation? Against, that's carried. Thank you. Eight 11, finance accounts. Recommendation that the council receive the financial statement bank reconciliation certificate.
I'd make a comment about that last one. Look, this is for Karina. The all the policy that was in the strategic meeting last time. You don't have to give it to us again.
Yeah, we do.
You have to adopt it.
The strategic policy workshop. That's your opportunity to provide feedback.
It's just the actual policy. We've got a copy of it. We have to print it out
here
as well.
It needs to be in the minute, in the agenda, so the public can read it, and then obviously find its way in the minutes because that's the official recording.
Mm.
Sorry,
I thought we're double dipping a bit.
The public print it out for us. The public needs to be able to read what you're actually
adopting,
making decisions on.
Sorry, Councillor Cornwall-McKean, is it possible to put some sort of symbol or something on pages we've already read? I mean, I just don't want to read them twice if we've agreed to them.
Oh, I don't know. But, yeah.
Just a suggestion.
I'll have to think about it.
So, I understand, councillors, it's a lot of reading you're being asked to do, 100%. But the agenda for an ordinary meeting is not just for councillors, it's for the public to be able to see what you're actually deliberating on and making decisions on. But we're trying to minimise what we do, and certainly taking some of the feedback back about not bombarding you with too much stuff. If you like, I can. We'll have a think about it. We'll see what we can do.
Receive the financial statement, bank reconciliation certificate, and petty cash book made up to 31 July 23. Confirm the accounts paid as warrant number 0123 totalling $1,976,910.21 and note the report on investments attached. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Payne, any questions or comments to the finance manager? No? Any comment from the finance manager?
Well, I'll probably just highlight the fact that the funds have increased, but that's only due to large amounts of grant funding coming in. Just note that.
All right. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 8-12, junior lifeguard funding arrangements. Recommendation that the council authorise the decision of the recreational officer and the deputy CEO to direct officer to directly fund the employment of a junior lifeguard at Tokelaw and Finlay Pools for the 2022-2023 season. Advised at the Tokelaw and Finlay Swimming Pool Committees of Management that this arrangement is for this season only, with future arrangements to be determined in the off-season through discussions with the committee. Mover and a seconder. Councillor Hattie, second Councillor Cormorant and Queen. Any comment?
This is retrospective.
You're being asked to endorse an executive decision that I made pretty much on the 23rd of December when I had a couple of committees very unhappy with the roster that had been put in place. What we were trying to do with our roster was to ensure that we've got some. Take a step back. So we have a swimming pool supervision policy, which says that we will not put a person under the age of 18 on as the lifeguard by themselves at any swimming pool. So if you're 17 or 16 and you're a lifeguard, you can't be at the pool by yourself. Now, we've chosen to do that on the basis that we think it's not just a matter of being the lifeguard necessarily. You are on there as a person responsible for the facility as a whole, and we thought that was an unfair responsibility to place on someone younger than that. So what that means, though, is we get 16 and 17-year-old lifeguards who pay their money for their course and then find it very difficult to get hours. What we don't want to do is have these people turn up, do their course, and then obviously find themselves not getting enough hours, they can come to start with council and decide to that this whole lifeguard business is no good, and council's a pretty crappy employer, pardon me, pretty ordinary employer. So to try and mediate that, we made a decision at staff level that we would put a second lifeguard on, a junior lifeguard. Cost is fairly minimal. We don't pay our lifeguards especially well. We had increased it this year, but it's still not something they're going to be able to retire on. However, we probably didn't talk to the committees as well as we should have, which meant that the committees all of a sudden saw a second lifeguard there, said we don't need them, and the committee then sent the lifeguard home. Poor old lifeguard who had made their day free to go and work because they were on the roster all of a sudden wasn't getting paid. I get an angry phone call from the mum on 23rd of December and say, well, this isn't good enough. Then a bit of to and froing over the Christmas break between myself and the two committees involved in the tow. And this was the arrangement I came up with in the short term. I understand both committees are trying to save their money that they made from the pools to do other things, and they didn't believe it was necessarily necessary. I'm not sure I agree, but that said, I wasn't prepared to have the argument with the committees at the time, certainly not in the middle of the season, so this is a pragmatic way to get over and get it done. We're probably not talking a huge amount of money, so I was happy just to move on. That discussion does need to be had, but probably for a few reasons. One is, if you actually read Practice Note 15, they would prefer us to have two lifeguards on. We make a decision that, given our pool's very low patronage, there's no need. Mind you, some pools have no lifeguards on, but they have some sort of way of patrolling entry.
Yeah, but you're deterring under 18, like you're not deterring.
But you are artificial
lifeguard.
Well, there is, because sometimes they do have two, you do need two lifeguards on. The swimming carnival, for example,
you'll
have a second lifeguard. If they're using the inflatable in the pool, they'll have a second lifeguard at Finlay. If they've got the diving board operating, they'll have a second lifeguard. So there are times of use, but
we just want to make sure we've got succession planning in place, that those 16-year-olds become the 18-year-olds.
I think there's some interest in the pool for me to do that too.
I'd like to overrule, but I can't see why a 16 and 17-year-old shouldn't be able to lifeguard. There's a push through some politicians to be able to vote down to 16, so some people think they're responsible. So I can't see why they shouldn't be able to sit there in their own right.
In the off-season, I can certainly bring the supervision policy back to council to reconsider.
I'd be concerned about them having to actually, make people adhere to the things because they're younger and they've got to go up to some 30-year-old mother and say, you need to watch a kid. And two, the other one is if they actually have to rescue someone.
I think that's a personality issue in your place. 18-year-olds couldn't do it either.
I was going to say, then they also might have to rescue someone.
Councillor Taylor?
They've done their course, they're qualified. You can get a pilot's licence at 12. Yeah. So they're not responsible, so they can't fly.
I guess all I can do is follow the policy that I've got now, and that's what the policy is. I'm happy to bring the policy back for a full discussion at a future meeting.
We'll do that.
Yeah, I just say, if courses are being run to qualify people to do that, it seems inconsistent. We know about that. I understand the reason, but I agree with Roger. You know, whether it's 16, 17, 18, or 19, that's more about the person. And I find, at least for my kids, teenagers, they were slow in telling me what I need to do.
It's a Shire policy, not a broader policy in New South Wales. The Victoria is 16 and 17, but it is a Shire one. But in saying that, there's also a number of the actual the Tokemoor and Finlay are very keen to maintain an 18 minimum person to make sure they do the job. I guess all this has probably come about because the expectation of that second younger person being on site had to be paid by the pool themselves. And as Matt said, many of them are trying to save up to do solar and other projects, and they don't need another staff person there. They would prefer not.
Anyway, I think the point is Matt will bring the policy back, and we can look at that. Obviously, retrospectively, it's already been done.
I understand where this one's going. I've got no problem with that.
So we'll move on to the second one, and that, all those in favour, against, carried. 8.13, lifeguard training partnership. So the council partner with Training Service New South Wales in funding a pool lifeguard course for 5 to 6 school leavers at a cost of approximately that amount of money, $1,856 to $2,190. Moving to seconder. Councillor Cornwall Queen, second, Councillor Payne. So isn't that against what you're saying? Aren't you saying that they should be getting trained while they're at school to do it, as opposed to when they leave at 18?
So this is a different program. It's linked. So traditionally we haven't, and it's been a policy that we don't pay for lifeguard courses. That's just something that we expect our lifeguards to pay for. And that's what's created some of the issue is these kids do their lifeguard course and then they find out that they're only able to do very limited hours at the pools. While this was going on simultaneously, the Recreation Office was approached about a TAFE course that would help subsidise the cost of training lifeguards for school leavers. There's about a few school leavers. One thing I will say is this season we have had excellent lifeguard numbers. Normally we're very short, hence why we don't necessarily turn down the 16, 17 year olds. I look at our neighbours, and Moira's had to shut pools routinely because they haven't had lifeguards. Greater Hume has done the same. We have had plenty of lifeguards because Emma has done an excellent job of being able to keep the roster going and keeping lifeguards going. Unfortunately, haven't always the committees on board, but we have had the lifeguards on board. They've all been as happy as I've seen the lifeguards ever. But this is our okay. So we've got someone prepared to subsidise, of course, for lifeguards, and we're only going to chip in something. Why wouldn't we do that and then ensure that when it comes to our swimming seasons, we're not short of lifeguards?
Well, we've got to move in a second. I'm going to put it to vote. All those in favour? Against, carried. Thank you. 8.14, cancel action list. The council receive and note the council action list report. Move in a second up. Councillor Cornwall Queen, second, Councillor McNaught. Any comment? All those in favour? Against, carried. Thank you. 8.15, ALGA National General Assembly and Regional Forum. Recommendation that approve the Mayor and the Chief Executive offer them to attend ALGA National Assembly and Regional Forum in Canberra the 13th June to 15 June 2023. Can I have a move and a seconder? Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Payne. Did we only want to restrict it to that? Did anybody else want to go?
You did earlier. Mm.
Yeah. Look, I've been to two in 15 years. So that's
went last year.
Yeah, I went last year. Yeah. and we got a fair bit out of it through the housing stuff, and obviously we put some motions up that, and the freight network, and we got to meet with a minister, albeit that it was online in the end because she caught COVID. It's like the one that Rowett and I went to, the National Roads. It's a national conversation that you're involved in to obviously apply for funding federally, and you know you're networking with more than just your New South Wales colleagues. So I think it's, as I said, I've been to two in 15 years because I didn't think that they were valuable, but at times, but I think under Linda's leadership they've become valuable, and I believe that they're worth supporting. So I'm asking if anybody else wants to go.
Only from what I've made this scenario is I think the accounts for expenses is already a preaching head.
No, it's not. What we haven't done is reflected the policies that have been adopted.
So the councillor currently in the budget, there's a council give or take $60,000, needs to be up to $85,000.
Okay. So my question is anybody else want to go?
Policy.
No? Okay. All right, put your recommendation, all those in favour? Against? Carried, thank you. 8.16, development determinations for the month of January. Recommendation the council to note the report. Moving a seconder. Councillor Hattie, second. Councillor Reynoldson. Any comment? Well, Joe's probably the one that's going to answer that to you.
Councillor, that particular subdivision at the moment, I would be expecting it should be determined within the next 6 weeks. We've appointed a new locum who has subdivision experience. And we'll certainly bring a report back to council for that maybe if that time frame is in.
Other than that, any other comments?
Just a question, the other place we were after the site, who was regulated from that?
Joe Ruffin, Director of Strategic Planning and Development. A bit of an update on that. We have an expectation that we should be able to bring that to the ordinary council meeting in March. At this stage, I'm just clarifying some legal advice. We believe that we should be able to at least bring that to council for its consideration in the March meeting.
Applicants
were actually advised that. In terms of not actually bringing it to this particular council for determination, that we were aiming to bring it to March once we'd actually clarified all the issues.
So, get that
feedback
to
yes.
Right. Any further? If not, all those in favour of the against, carried. 8.17, this is just for noting only or information only, misuse of council resources. I don't think anyone's standing for state politics, are they? No.
Not this council.
8.18, citizenship ceremony. What was the? They're not new guidelines. That was this well.
Right. A new minister. So the new minister always
puts his
own individual spin on it.
Yeah, fair
every
enough.
Time they get a new minister.
Good on you, Andrew. Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for being here today. You did a great job. 8.19, Australian Aerobatics Championships. Right, so I've got to go in late, of course. Now.
Sorry.
That's all right, I just got to go out. Have you got it there? Do you want to?
Yes, I've got
it. Is it only information only, is it? Oh, that's
yeah.
All right. Who's the representative? Are you on the Aerodrome Committee? Do you go to it? No. We don't have a representative there, that's okay. But, really? I don't know. Everybody read that, didn't they? Come on. What do you want for nothing? Yeah, good.
Thank you.
What's the next one? The next one?
Okay.
So the recommendation, note the second quarterly review of the 2022-2023 budget and vote. The funds contained therein are shown in Appendix 1. Note the December quarterly budget statement attached as Appendix 2. I have a mover and a seconder. Move Councillor Paul McLean. Second Councillor Payne. Any comment from the Finance Manager?
Just overall, is this... This isn't usually what I put up, so this is a summary. Is this what we're... Is this better? Let's just start off. Yep. Okay. I'll just note one change when you're looking at the summary that looks... that stands out quite a lot, which is in... Sorry.
820.
Late items, it's an appendix. Yeah.
Who asked the question, sorry? Councillor?
I have a question.
Okay, yeah.
So in other community services, you'll see that we've gone from making $167,000 loss to $1.4 million surplus. That's... traditionally, we've broken out grant funding against each function. When I come to preparing the financials, when we then reallocate funds, it makes it very difficult for me to present that information correctly in the financials without having to then move it if we decide to rejig funds within a grant. So what we're now doing in finance is allocating all of the grant income to one area, but the expenses will be split out against functions still. So that's where the big amount of that income is coming from, just to clarify.
I'm just trying to better manage the grants because they are, this time in other ways, really confusing. Just trying to get on top of that.
All right. All those in favour? Against, carried. 821, 2021, 20... Should that be 20? Oh, yeah. Yeah, annual financial statement, sorry. That the Council, having not received any submissions in relation to 2021-2022 annual financial statements and having considered the reports presented to the Auditor's Office of New South Wales, adopt the 2021 annual financial statements and report on the conduct of the audit.
So this is just a procedural thing.
Yeah.
So literally you need to just note there was no submissions made, and so therefore these are the statements.
Okay. So I have a move and a second. Councillor Paul McLean, second. Councillor Taylor. All those in favour? Against, carried. 822, quarterly report. Recommendation that the Council adopt the appended December quarterly review of the Council's annual operational plan 22-23. Move and a second. Councillor Hardy, second. Councillor Reynoldson, comment.
Director of Strategic Planning and Development. This is the Council's mid-year review of its operational plan, and there are a number of actions that have either been identified as not due to start or deferred. So there are comments that have been summarised in the report, and certainly Council officer comments are in the appendices. I think in terms of the ones that have been noted, the development of a precinct structure plan incorporating parking for Murray Street and Denison Street in Tokemoor, that's actually now been incorporated into the LEP and it will not review, and the work on that's not going to be finalised this financial year. And that's dependent obviously on the finalisation of the LEP district structure plans and ongoing liaison with a lot of the business owner. And in terms of the lobbying of government around energy investment, Council's still going to continue to lobby essential energy as the opportunity arises. And that's just about identifying that's one of those actions that work has been done on that, but it's not going to necessarily be something that's going to be reported upon every quarter going forward. And obviously the industry profile fund, that was one that was actually deferred from the council's economic development strategy, so there's a comment there. And there's been such a change in industry that it was just determined that it's no longer relevant to actually do that work. It would be a waste of our resources to do that. There's also comments that have been made in relation to actions that are not on plan, that are also not on target. Essentially, I think most of those relate to work that is yet not commenced in relation to review of some plans and just essentially stuffing resources and impacting that. But I'm happy to answer any particular questions that councillors may have or direct them to the appropriate directory. That's the status at this stage.
Any comments or questions? Not put the recommendation. All those in favour? Again, Harry. Thank you. We need to go into confidential.
Yes. I'll have some questions.
Yeah, I just got to pick that back up. Yeah. So, any questions with notice? Notice of. What's the second one?
No, we didn't see any notice of motion
with
questions.
No. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
We'll go to confidential matters. Somebody like to move, we go into, sorry, closed council. The open council. Councillor Cornwall, Clean, Councillor Marriott, all those in favour, against, carried, thank you. Yeah, we will. We'll not. Well. During closed council, Council resolved to hold an extraordinary meeting on the 1st of March, 9 a.m, to consider calling the proposals to purchase and or lease Finlay Sale Yards. And during closed councils that... just give me a second, sorry. The council resolved to open... open to all agents to call for proposals to, what is it, Flight Place?
Seven Flight Place
for sale of council land. So they were the two things resolved in closed council. Now I'm going to call for, sorry, just give me a sec. Motions without notice or questions without notice. Do we have any? No. Council reports. Do you want to keep going or do you want to have something to do or what do you want to do? I reckon we can get through it in 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Two things. The library report that we're going to be talked about and bring out all the branches. The proposal started with the next year's International Women's Day is coming with Margaret Hickey, the author of the Netting, and these are all their programs that we've been kicking off. Parents have to get into diversity studies and supporting jobs so that we can be able to pay. And the other one I want to talk about is the library.
Councillor Ellison?
No, I've done a special meeting for the fire brigade tomorrow. I've never heard any more, so I've rang and paid them up and no one's in there.
I've been popular this month, unfortunately. So on the 18th of Jan, met with the tennis club at Baruga Rec Reserve with Emma and Mohik. I think they're not sure who's doing what next, so they might need some guidance on that.
No, there's been a little bit of this, I need to provide a bit more guidance to Emma about what the committee can and can't actually do.
Yeah.
What I was asking for the from the committee was quite literally to give me a ballpark figure that they already, that I understood they already had. But no, any procurement process needs to be gone through the council.
And I think they just know
I'm really something where the committee come out, hey, you've got the organised quite well, no, that's not where we're at.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tennis? They've got a club. They've been incorporated.
Yeah, do they play?
Do they, well, no, because it's not got any
service on it. You've got the old ones.
Yeah, there is some. There are some ladies.
Right.
Yeah.
They haven't
gone
they've been incorporated. I thought they might have had a social event or something.
That's right.
They're working on it.
I also went to the launch of the TPS Murray on the 2nd. And that evening I had a meeting with the steering committee for an ambulance in Toke Mall, and I have, I also had a follow-up phone call from someone unrelated who didn't know that I'd been to that meeting, wanting us to write to all the candidates for the seat of Murray to support the ambulance. I've suggested that we might have an SPW paper on this, and I've given my notes over. I think there's a reasonable case based on what I've seen, but there's a few different things which you'll see from my notes that might be of interest. Went to the final of the TPS Murray on the Sunday the 5th. That was also very good. 6th of the 5th, we had our meeting with Kelmore and Michael Grable about the sale yards. Also had a meeting at Toke Foreshore with Gary Hiles, and also had a meeting at Baruga Rec Reserve for the committee there. They actually come along really well over the past year. The cricket nets, there's a bit of discussion. They don't know how to start that work, so that they might need to be contacted about that. And
there's a real issue with cricket nets. It's a good issue to have.
The double whammy.
Yes, and I'm still working through how we actually manage that without leaving the career club, the committee and the council worse off.
Yep.
But obviously we'll have to build in the offices.
Yep. And there's an emerging issue of off-lead dogs and people not picking up after their animals, and I did say I would run a campaign and have started it on the Baruga Advancement Group page. One of the most popular posts of the month.
Of course it is.
No, well, it was one of the suggestions because, of course, I'd been to Toke Foreshore that day. I said, actually, at Toke Foreshore, they've got a stand with the bags, and they were warming to that as a possibility. So, yeah, but the off-lead was something where there's apparently dogs are going in places they shouldn't. So, anyway.
In other places where... off the dog, especially in Victoria, they're actually an enclosed area where they can't actually go and bail up old mate who's just... Yeah, so... One's at Showgrounds, isn't it, in Finlay? No, where is it?
we've got legacy items where we chose two places for dog parks that are completely and utterly inappropriate as our mission was. So we have Shelley Street Reserve in Tokomo. It's our official off-leash area. As most people would say, Snake Ridden and Evangelist actually have dogs running around the place there. And our other official off-leash dog area is the old Berrigan Recreation.
So basically, you don't want dogs.
Just as
we've got a number of there are a number of requests for the club that we're going to actually run through the CSP process and things like that to try and actually get is that we when people are actually wanting off leash dog units, but also the really kick our the really good ones and potentially where A, they've not only been fenced but also that the actual dog gymnastics things there. And that can also be a
Continue.
As a general rule,
That's all from me.
Yep. Councillor Hayden?
Look, I haven't really got anything. I just wanted to add to the ambulance discussion. I met with the Tokenal group some time ago about Tokenal ambulance, and I did a little bit of research, and basically what they need to do is gather some information about response times, and at the moment with the local fiery's responses, I gather they've been very good. And are well received and well supported locally as well, but that's what to go anywhere they need to have response times that show that there's a problem.
Actually, I think they're in a better position even than needing that. The report that was tabled 3 years ago to the minister, so 2020, and it's a review that's supposed to be done annually, actually said that it's likely that it will be required within 10 years, and a lot has happened. So I think that's what we need them is to campaign positively, and they can build on that. And then the other avenue that I raised is that Ambulance Victoria's operational boundaries actually include Tokenal, and maybe that's not working properly. And that's something, and even in the interim, let's say they are successful, that's something that should be explored as well, potentially through the cross-border commissioners. So they received all of that really positively. And they're really keen to move forward with a positive campaign, so I think it's good.
One of the reasons why the previous council was not able to make a resolution in relation to our support or not support that particular committee is that the committee made a decision that when they received the report from the minister, not provided to council.
There's a bit of a, well, you'll see in my notes, getting them to be positive. Yeah.
Because the committee basically didn't see what they wanted to see in that report, so they chose not to have it conveyed to council.
No.
Yeah. And great. Well, that was the hurdle I came up.
Yeah.
All right. Mayor's report, so 21st, I went to Albury to do Ramjo interviews for new executive officer. 23rd of the 1st, Tokenal to town retailers meeting that we had around the issues with closing of the beach and the continual. Some businesses were struggling from the lack of tourism dollars. Haven't heard any feedback, but I'm pretty sure that we said leaving that meeting, or Karina said that she would endeavour to have it open ASAP, and it did happen. So and I think there's been upward of 20 caravans there ever since. So
I'm pretty
sure
for one thing to say,
as you know, in local government, for every pat you get, you're going to get a couple of whacks.
Yep.
24th of the 1st, again, we had a follow-up, just a Zoom meeting at home with Ramjo panel just to refine the candidates. 26th of the 1st, we had Berrigan Australia Day, which was emceed by Councillor Reynoldson, who'd done a fantastic job. Always a highlight of the year, and obviously to be able to naturalise new citizens to our shire and in the country is a great honour and something that is always makes for a great Australia Day, as well as the award winners and obviously the guest speaker in Kel Baxter. Aubrey, we went back to have a following interview on the 31st of the 1st, and we then was offered the winning candidate the position of Ramjo, and has now accepted, and we'll start on the 27th of February, which is good. 1st to the 2nd, we all went out to the site to have a visit in Tokenal. We believe that's progressing. The 2nd of the 2nd, I went to the Baruga Festival of Golf launch function. 5th of the 2nd, went to the golf presentations, which again, you know, keeps putting Berrigan Shire on the map with the second female in Sarah
Jane Smith.
Sarah Jane Smith, correct. winning, and had a good chat to Max actually afterwards, who won the All Abilities, and he's just mad on his golf, Max. He loves his loves it, and yeah, just, he works in the golf course, and it was quite good. And Tim was the junior winner, was he? Tim, I think Tim was his name, Tim Mabel or something. I think it was Tim. Yeah, anyway, and obviously he's got a bright future too. But well done to all that were involved, and yeah, they did a great job. Continuing marketing golf in our region. 9th of the 2nd, we're in Berrigan to a regional housing delivery planning meeting, which I wasn't invited to, but I stayed anyway. And the 14th of the 2nd, went to a Finlay Hospital Vision Workshop, which was only yesterday. So that's my report. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Marriott, all those in favour? Against? Carried. That's it. We've had the verbal reports. We had questions about notice conclusion of meeting on 25.